A good Saturday afternoon to you as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference football between the North College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. The North College Defenders come into today's contest 1-3 overall, 0-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia enters play with a 2-0 GPAC record, and they are 4-0 overall. They have made a mark in the top 25 of the NAIA coaches poll as well this past week, coming in at number 17 with that unblemished record. North College coming off a loss to the Briarcliff Chargers at the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota last week, while the Concordia Bulldogs were victorious over Dakota State in Madison, South Dakota last week. We'll take a closer look at all of that on our pregame show. We'll also check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra with our Great Plains Athletic Conference football report for today. And we will do that right after this. This is North College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. We move into the first Saturday of October, but first let's go back to the last Saturday of September, and here's your final scores from last week's GPAC football matchups. It was Doan, a winner over Midland, 42-0. Dakota Wesleyan at home, they defeat Hastings 28-19. Briarcliff picks up their first win, defeating Dort at the Dakota Dome, 54-14. The final, Nebraska Wesleyan upsets Northwestern in Orange City, 22-8. And Concordia remains undefeated. The Bulldogs win a non-conference game in Madison against Dakota State, 24-0. The Hoff Mid-America Sports Football Players of the Week from last week are as follows. On offense, Matt Harshman, wide receiver from Briarcliff University. He did have a 99-yard touchdown catch in that win over Dort at the Dakota Dome. 250 receiving yards in the game and three scores. Phil Lantimer, defensive lineman from Nebraska Wesleyan, takes the defensive honor. 2.5 quarterback sacks, 3.5 tackles for loss in that win for Nebraska Wesleyan on the road at Northwestern. Finally, Owen Hickey, the kicker from Hastings, takes the special teams honor. He had a 53-yarder in a loss at Dakota Wesleyan. That ties the school record set by Ernesto Lacayo back in 2009. He also had a 44-yard field goal at Joe Quinto Field in Mitchell last Saturday. That's a look back at last week in the GPAC. Coming up after the break, we'll preview the first Saturday of football action around the league.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronics Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
We flip the calendar over into October and the first Saturday of GPAC football here in the new month. Let's go to the schedule for this week. The top-ranked team in the country is back in action after their bye week. The undefeated Mustangs of Morningside will be in Fremont to match up against the Warriors of Midland. Briarcliff, coming off their first conference win and first win of the season, will be on the road this week at Hastings against the Broncos. Dort is a home. They will host the undefeated and 17th-ranked Bulldogs of Concordia. The Bulldogs have been road warriors somewhat this year. They are looking for their fourth road win. Again, they come into that one undefeated on the season. Doan at Nebraska Wesleyan. Rivalry game, of course, in Lincoln at Able Stadium. Both teams have big wins over Northwestern on the year. Nebraska Wesleyan last week, Doan 3 weeks ago. So it should be a great game in Lincoln under the lights of Able Stadium. So always great there as well, under the lights for that all-Nebraska matchup. And finally, non-conference, all-South Dakota showdown. This one for some bragging rights. Dakota Wesleyan at Dakota State in Madison, 7 o'clock kickoff at Trojan Field for that contest. So that's your matchups for this week. Northwestern is off on this Saturday of GPAC football. Let's go to the rankings here again for the GPAC. Morningside, number one in the country. It is Doan at 13, Concordia at 17, Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan are both receiving votes this week in the NAIA Top 25. Let's take a look at how the rest of the NAIA stacks up within that Top 10 this week. The Cumberlands is at number 2, St. Xavier 3, Grandview 4, Georgetown 5, St. Francis is 6, Benedictine 7, Missouri Valley 8. Carroll is now ranked 9th. They got beat last week. Ottawa is ranked 10th in the NAIA. That's your GPAC Football Saturday Report on this Saturday, October 5. I'm Corey Westra.
Let's take a closer look then at this matchup between North College and Concordia. Concordia enters play with a 2-0 GPAC record, 4-0 overall. Bulldogs have GPAC wins over Hastings and Midland this season. They dropped William Jewell and Dakota State in non-conference action already this year. Bulldogs have outgained teams 873 to 504 on the ground through four games. They're averaging a little over 218 yards per game of rushing offense. Bulldogs have also shown they are capable of passing with an average of 170 yards per game. Opponents are gaining 103 yards on the ground, 145 yards in the air on average. Von Thomas makes them go. He's 66 of 108 passing for 683 yards and three touchdowns and two interceptions thrown. Thomas has also rushed 51 times and has 202 yards rushing for a 4.0 yards per carry average. Bryce Collins is the leading ground gainer with 297 yards on 67 carries. Trey Barnes has 280 yards rushing on 64 carries. Jeff Balls and Derek Klausich each have 11 catches for 116 and 117 yards, respectively. Balls has one touchdown catch. Shavarius Curry-Felix has 9 grabs for 97 yards. Jared Leafield has 2 touchdown grabs out of 7 catches. The Bulldog defense has picked off 8 passes. Tate Sybil leads the team with 2. Darnell Woods has been in on 31 tackles and has 1 interception. Langston Jones has 29 tackles. Nakeem Evans, 23 tackles with 1.5 sacks. Dylan Heidhoff has a team-high 3 quarterback sacks and has been in on 16 tackles this season. North College is 1-3 overall, 0-3 in the GPAC. They have losses to Midland, Morningside, Briarcliff. The defenders beat Dakota State to start the season. The defenders are outgaining teams on the ground 235 to 202, but are allowing 233 yards per game in the air while throwing for 77 yards per game. North College has turned the ball over 13 times while forcing 6 turnovers. Lennard Manuel has run for 270 yards on 40 carries for a 5.2 yards per carry average. Aaron Francis has run for 162 yards. Daniel Fennig, 145. Fennig has the highest per carry average at 9.1 yards per run. Thomas Newman is 11 of 27 passing for 152 yards and 2 touchdowns and has run for 109 yards on 62 carries. Sam Verhulst has caught 10 passes for 189 yards, 3 touchdowns. Daryl Van Grau has 5 catches for 73 yards. Trey Pickney has been limited into the last 2 weeks due to injury. He has 3 punt returns for a 6.3 yards per punt average. Pickney and Fennec handle the majority of the kick returns. Pickney has run back 9 kickoffs for a 17.1 average. Fennec has run 5 back for an 18.8 yards per return average. Seth Vandevoort has a team-high 43 tackles with 3 for loss. Jake Atkinson, 32 tackles for a 2.5 for loss. Cole McLean has 29 stops. Sean Quinlan has 26. Atkinson and Petrie have Dort's 2 interceptions. Mike Applegate tops the team with 5 tackles for loss. Had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Coach Greg Youngblood earlier today about the matchup between these two teams, and we talked about last week with Briarcliff, and also talked about some individuals who were named Pizza Ranch Players of the Week for last week, and let's check in now with Coach Greg Youngblood. As the North College Defenders get set to take on the Concordia Bulldogs in Great Plains Athletic Conference football action, let's check in with Coach Greg Youngblood for his thoughts and comments before today's contest. And Coach, playing back outdoors after a week indoors last week at the Dakota Dome, for your team, a stop-and-go kind of game with Briarcliff. Your thoughts when that game was over and how you then approached this week with the guys?
Well, it was a frustrating game, no question. You know, we even though we didn't play great in the first half, it was 24-14 going locker room with a block punt that basically set up a one of theirs. So we were pretty much dead even with them at that point. And then we let it go in the second half, defensively, gave up more big plays and couldn't stop them right from the get-go. Offensively, we stalled. You know, we moved the ball a little bit. We obviously got behind and we change what we had to do a little bit there, which affected us, but it's on us. And so just overall, it was real frustrating second half. And so we got to bounce back, but, you know, our guys did this week. They had a good week of practice, and, you know, we can use it as an opportunity to grow, and I think that's what our guys have done.
Talk about this Concordia team that you're going to face. First of all, defensively, what will they do against your offense?
Well, defensively, they're stout up front. They got some big athletic but thick linemen, and they're in a 3-4, but they move around a lot, and they'll walk linebackers up and bump their front across. So we're actually expecting a lot of multiple looks, and so we've been preparing that all week. In the secondary, they're real athletic. They've got, I think they're 21. Derek Blessing's an all-conference corner that's coming back. But they're all pretty athletic. They run well, and they're going to play aggressively. So, you know, we got to be assignment sound when they mix up their fronts, but then we got to be able to take advantage of their aggressiveness with some play action and reverses and some misdirection type stuff as well. But it starts with us, you know, making sure we get on the right people and execute our game plan.
Offensively for Concordia, looks like a team that, as much as any that we've seen so far, just about 50-50 in terms of what they do, running and passing, and it starts with their quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah, that's been a big difference for him going back to last year when he came on as a freshman and was a very talented player, did a lot of good things, and he just progressed this year more so. And he's a threat to run and throw, but they've got some good backs as well, good receivers. They really got most of their guys back from last year, a team that was an upstart team and won some games, and they're definitely showing it this year. So it's a big challenge for our defense, but like I said, it's an opportunity for our guys to grow and bounce back this week. We're looking forward to it.
Talk about your Pizza Ranch players of the game from last week. Let's start with special teams. Heath Bonestro, your punter, has put together a pretty good average through four games, 40 yards per punt, but he's been hanging them up there too and allowing your team to make some coverage.
Yeah, he's done a great job all season. Last week he was tremendous. You know, being in the dome there, that's really fit for the kickers because they get that, you know, no weather conditions. And he really booted someone. He flipped the field for us two or three times. And so just did a tremendous job. So it was a no-brainer to, you know, give him the player of the week again.
Seth Vandervoort on defense, and that's become a regular occurrence, but that's what we expected out of him.
Right, yeah, he's playing true to his nature. And, you know, and even with some guys down around him, he's had to step up, and he's done so. And I know he's not 100%. He wouldn't tell you that, but we know he's not. He's just playing through it, doing what senior captain leader does. So he does a tremendous job for us.
Seth, Sam Verhulst has put together a pretty good start to the season for a receiver in an offense where you don't throw the ball a lot, but he's made the most of his opportunities.
Yeah, there's no question. You know, there have been three or four times this year we just put it up, and it may not even be a great decision to throw the ball, but he just out jumps the corner and just knows how to go get it and does a great job. He also does a great job in our stock blocking and our scheme, which he does a lot, and those are obviously things that you don't see on the stat sheet, but part of his winning those awards has been from not just catching the ball but his blocking. So he's a tremendous all-around great player and great young man as well.
Scout team honors went to Ross Skur on offense and David Alderman on special teams. Those are a pair of freshmen. Let's talk about them. First of all, the two freshmen on the scout team for you this past week.
Well, Ross was a good story because he had been out for about 2 weeks with a bruised thigh. And really, he's a freshman quarterback, but he's got the strongest arm of anybody that we have throwing the ball. And so he gave our defense a really good look by throwing the ball against him. That's why he won that award. And then David Alderman's been multiple times, has been our defense player of the week or special teams player of the week, just because he goes so hard and gives us a great look and just plays a lot of energy. So, yeah, definitely those two guys have helped us get better.
Adam Orange is on defense for the scout team, player that missed last year with a knee injury. He gets a few plays per game. I'll look down. Number 9 will be down there playing on the defensive line as well for you. So he's kind of one of those players that goes back and forth.
Well, and that's exactly right. That's part of the reason why he won the award, because he was taking reps and rotating with the starters. But with some depth and injury issues, we need another D lineman on the scout team. He didn't bat an eye when we asked him to do it. We know that's not his favorite option when he could be playing all the reps on the varsity, but he took both and gave us a great effort and a great look. So just a credit to him for, you know, doing what the team needed, being a team guy.
Back to today's game with Concordia. Keys for the game, I would imagine turnovers is one of them, because Concordia has been forcing more than they've been giving up. That along with what else are the keys?
Yeah, absolutely. We got to take care of the football. Got to make sure we control the clock and keep their offense off the field because they're very talented. So you're right, hit on that. And I think, you know, going back to last week, we got to limit the big plays. I think, you know, if we can make them march the ball down the field, you know, we'll have a chance to make a stop, make a play for negative yards, maybe get a turnover, make them have to execute. It's those big home run plays that, you know, where they go 90 yards on a scoring strike or in a pass or something that can really morale-wise hurt your team, and it just makes it tough. So we got to limit that, and we know they're a talented offense. We know they're going to move the ball some. We know they're going to make some plays, but if we can limit the damage, pursue the ball carrier, keep in front of us, and then, you know, try to make turnovers ourselves, then we got a chance. But if you let them get big plays, then it can be a long day.
It's Coach Greg Youngblood talking about his team and the preparation for today with the Concordia Bulldogs. We are having the coin toss prior to the contest, and the Door College defenders allowed Concordia to call the toss, and they defer to the second half. And we'll get the word from our referee, Sean Johnston, in just a moment. Concordia will be moving into the wind to start the first half of play as well. Dort College will be moving from right to left or from south to north, and with a south wind at 10 to 20 miles per hour to start this afternoon's contest. The Concordia Bulldogs have elected to go into the wind, and they have deferred their decision to the second half. Dort College will be without two of their captains, Courtney Samuel and Trey Pickney, wearing sweatpants this afternoon. They've got the jersey tops on, but they will not be playing. The other two captains, Seth Vandevort and Micah Applegate, out to call the toss for the Dort College defenders. So those are the four captains for Dort College. Concordia played Dakota State and Madison last week, won 24-0. Bulldogs outgained the Trojans 310-214 with 181 yards on the ground, 129 yards passing. Dakota State ran for 159 yards on 51 attempts. Concordia led 7-0 at halftime, scored 10 in the third quarter, and tacked a touchdown on in the fourth quarter to finish it off. Dort lost to Briar Cliff 54-14 after trailing 20-14 at halftime. Certainly looked like Dort College was going to go into the locker room either tied or up one, but a late interception allowed Briar Cliff to hold the lead going into the second half, and Briar Cliff went on to win that game 54-14. Leonard Manuel had 83 yards on the ground on 12 carries. Aaron Francis had 61 yards on 4 carries. Sam Berhul, 6 catches for 84 yards. Daniel Fennig will be back at his own 10-yard line to receive the kick. And doing the kicking for Concordia, I believe, will be Adam Myros. Myros handles the place kicking duties and listed on my roster as number 5, and it is indeed Adam Myros for Concordia to start things off. Dort College in their home black uniforms, black pants, white numbers trimmed out in gold. For Concordia, they're in their road whites, blue pants, and they've got the navy blue numbers trimmed out in black. Also on the field for Dort College returning could be Leonard Manuel. He's at the 20-yard line, a chip shot to the sideline, and it's taken by the Dort College defenders, and it's Sam Verhulst. Verhulst trying to get on top of the short kick, and the ball is loose. Concordia not indicating they have it. Dort College, it certainly looked like Sam Verhulst was going to fall on top of it, and it's actually Aaron Francis that comes out with the football. And the Dort College defenders will start first. First down and 10 at their own 28-yard line. So Dort College with it. First down and 10 yards to go. Thomas Newman brings the troops out onto the field. Leonard Manuel will be stationed behind him as the fullback. Aaron Francis is set to the left. Daniel Fennig to the right. You've got Darrell Van Grau to the left. Split out wide. And off to the right side, the narrow side of the field, you've got Sam Verhulst. Four down linemen for Concordia to start. Newman takes a look at the front, looks over to the sideline, gets the play call. He's got 9 seconds on the play clock. And the Dort College defenders run their first offensive play. They hand it off to Leonard Manuel, and Manuel a straight-ahead carry. He's past the 30-yard line to about the 32. So a pickup of 4 yards on the play. And the Dort College defenders will have it second down and 6. Second down and 6, Dort College starting this drive at their own 28-yard line. Didn't get an opportunity to return the kick as Sam Verhulst had to misjudge that kick up into the wind. and ended up having to fall on top of it. Dort College, second down and six on the way. Same formation. This time they send Francis in motion from left to right. They don't get Concordia to jump. Near side, that's Nakeem Evans lining up at a defensive end. He twitched but didn't come across the line of scrimmage. Newman under center. And he fakes the handoff to the fullback, keeps it himself, now pitches over to Fennick. Fennick to the 40, to the 45, he's to midfield, and is thrown down at the 47-yard line. So a gain of 21 on the play on the option pitch from Newman over to Fennick. Fennick able to weave his way down the left sideline, and Dort College has their first down of the drive. They have it in Concordia territory. First down and 10 to go at the 47-yard line. Near side, the left tackle for Dort College, that's Nathan Moorhead. Just inside of him is Ethan Kovach. They hand it off to the fullback, and for Lennard, there's nothing there. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. It'll be second down and 10. The center for the defenders has been Riley Sharper, and it certainly looks like number 63 is out on the field once again. Right guard, that's Ben Buma. And the right tackle is number 60 for the Dort College defenders. I'm going to double check that. That is not number 60. We'll get that right tackle to you in just a moment. Dort College with the football, facing second down and 10 at the Concordia 47-yard line. Newman sends a man in motion, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, runs off right tackle, and he bounces to the 40-yard line, picks six up on the play. It'll be second down and 3. Dort College trying to move the chains, keep the drive going. That's number 50 for Dort College over on the right tackle. That's Heath Hoyding, the sophomore from Orange City. So Dort College with the football. Third down and 3. A little thin at running back today. No Trey Pickney and no Courtney Samuel. Lost Courtney to a knee injury last week. We might see some new players at running back today, or we'll see how they work the rotation. Pitch over to Francis. Francis trying to get to the right side. He's going to be stopped very close to a first down. His second effort might have gotten him there. Tackle made by Darnell Woods. Woods was there to make the stop, and it looks like Dort College is going to be short by a yard. Dort College is going to hurry it up, get up to the line of scrimmage. They need to get to the 37-yard line for a first down. They're at the 38 right now. Under center is Newman. Fourth down and 1 yard to go. Newman barking signals. They tried to get Concordia to jump offside. 17 seconds on the play clock. Nobody moved. Daniel Fennig went in motion. Fourth down and short for the defenders. They're going to go for it here. They pitch it out wide left to Fennig. The play is stretched out. He's got to get to the corner. It's close, and we've got a flag thrown on the play. It might be a hold. We'll wait and get the official indication from Sean Johnston. Fennig was close to the first down marker. And it is a face-masking penalty against Concordia. Thought I saw the head jerk just a little bit by Daniel Fennig. Face-masking penalty against Concordia, and that'll be marked off from the line of scrimmage. So a first down for the defenders. Fennig had enough for the first down the way it looked to me. And then the 15 free yards on the end of the play. Dort College has converts on fourth down. And it'll be first down and 10 for the defenders now at the Concordia 23-yard line. Field is in great condition considering Sioux Center had over an inch of rain last night. There was a football game played last night. Hand off to Lennard. Lennard moving the pile by himself. Now Concordia trying to stand him up and rip the ball away. Gain of 3 on the play as looked like Lennard was stopped dead to rights a yard down the field, and then he plowed ahead for 2 more yards. It's second down and 7. Second down and 7 as the defensive line collapsed and they tried to stand Lennard up. And Lennard was able to pick up 2 yards as they tried to strip the ball away from him. 10:55 left to go in the first quarter. Under center is Newman. Manuel is the fullback. They send Francis in motion. Ball's down on the ground, and Newman has to fall on top of it. A loss of 1 on the play. It's going to be third down, and it looks like 8 to me. Third down and 8. Dort College unable to handle the exchange from the center to the quarterback. Clock continues to run. Dort College with a football, a drive that started at their own 28-yard line and is now at the 21 of the Concordia Bulldogs. Dort College with the win. We have not seen them attempt a pass thus far. Third down and 9 yards to go. They lost 2 yards on that play. Newman is under center. Three down linemen for Concordia. Newman's going to keep it himself. Now pitches right over to Francis. Francis has Leonard out in front of him. Francis picks up the first down, it appears. Lost his hat in the process. He's very near the first down marker. And the tackle made by the Concordia Bulldogs, Darnell Woods. Woods, 31 tackles coming into this game. Kenny Lewis will come in as Aaron Francis lost his helmet. He'll have to check out for one play. In the process, Kenny Lewis comes onto the field. They're going to bring the chains out and measure. Looks like from my vantage point he got it, but we'll see if that holds up. Clock stops on the play, and they stretch the chains out, and it is a Dort College first down by a half a football. First down and 10 for the defenders, unofficially the sixth play of this drive. So you've got Kenny Lewis coming in. He's a freshman from Santan Valley, Arizona. Quick, doesn't have quite the heft that Aaron Francis does yet. He's a freshman. He lines up on the left side. Dort College hands it off to Leonard Manuel. And Leonard up to the 10-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. It's going to be second down and 7. Very important that Dort College comes away with some points on this possession. Get things going on the right foot this afternoon. Last week against Briarcliff, just never felt like they were in sync completely. Fighting from behind the whole game. Newman is up to the line of scrimmage. Second down and a long 7. They send Fennig in motion. They fake the hand up to the fullback. Now the pitch, and Dort College unable to hang on to the pitch, and they fumble the football away. The turnover gives Concordia the football. Inside the 10-yard line, down at the 8. And coming up with it for the Concordia Bulldogs, that was Langston Jones. Jones comes away with a turnover at the Concordia 8-yard line. And the Bulldogs will take over first down and 10 with 9:12 remaining in this first quarter. So Concordia at their own 8-yard line, first down and 10, and it'll be our first chance to see Von Thomas this season. Von Thomas last year had a pretty good game against the defenders. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Thomas back to pass. He's going to pass over the top, and it's incomplete. Chris McDaniel on the coverage for the defenders. Intended receiver on the play for Concordia was Brian Sierra. Sierra lined up wide left, and Concordia content to just try and throw over the top, get a pass completion. Movement along the line of scrimmage. Everyone's back onside. Curtis Emery comes up to the line of scrimmage. Now he'll fall into a three-point stance. Concordia with the football. They have some room to run. And brought down at the 19-yard line, Seth Vandevort in on the tackle. Carry by Concordia's Bryce Collins, and that is more than enough for a first down. It's to the 19-yard line. An 11-yard gain on the play for the Bulldogs in their first down of the afternoon. So Dort College comes away empty on their first possession after a fumble inside the Concordia 10-yard line. They give it right back to Bryce Collins, and Collins is stood up by the Dort College defenders, making the stop. Adam Warnches was in on the stop. He's the right defensive tackle. Second down and 9 yards to go. A gain of 1 on the play, and Thomas will go into the pistol. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. And Concordia also has a tight end set to the left. Thomas is going to scramble left. Pass is complete to the 30-yard line. That's enough for a first down. Derek Klaus makes the grab. It's a 10-yard pickup on the play and a Concordia first down. So Concordia with the first down. They're second of the ball game. They're now at their own 29-yard line. Tight end set to the left for the Bulldogs. They'll send him in motion and station him on the right side along with the slot receiver in the split end. And scrambling is Von Thomas. Thomas is 10 yards and more. He's got a 20-yard gain all the way into Door College territory at the 49-yard line. Chris McDaniel finally brings him down, but that is a 22-yard gain on the play, and that was the danger with that is the danger when facing Concordia and Von Thomas. Talked about him in the pregame show. He can run, he can pass, and he will be difficult for the Door College defenders to match up with this afternoon. You've got to hope that they possibly turn the football over and help you out. Thomas, the carry on the far side, and he's submarined on the play. Doesn't gain a lot. Coming up to make the tackle, Jake Atkinson from his linebacker position. A gain of two on the play for the Bulldogs. They've got it second down and eight at the Dort College 47-yard line. 7:19 and counting, first quarter. We are scoreless. Thomas has a running back station to his right. He hands it off, and the carry up the middle. Not much there, and stood up on the play is Bryce Collins. Collins meeting up with Seth Vandevoort, middle of the field. A gain of a couple on the play, and that's going to bring up third down and six. Let's see if Dort College can get a stop on defense. Micah Applegate's the near side defensive end. Over on the far side, you've got John Gardner. And the pistol is Thomas. Third down and six. Concordia in Dort College territory. Thomas back to pass. Lofts it to the sideline. Incomplete. Stumbling on the far side was Jeff Balls. And that'll bring up fourth down and six. Pass intended for Balls, and Concordia will try to punt and play for field position here. On to punt for the Bulldogs is Joseph Marshall. Marshall wears number 38. Back to return is Daniel Fennig. Concordia splitting three players off to the right. And the Concordia Bulldogs, you got to watch for the fake here. They spread the formation out. They've only got four players along the, what you would call the line of scrimmage. Daniel Fennig calls for the fair catch, and he makes the catch at the 16-yard line. And it'll be first down and 10 for the defenders as Dort College gets a stop on the Concordia Bulldogs. And Concordia forced to punt from the Dort College 46. And the defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 16. So Dort College with the football, 6:24 left to play in the first quarter. Still scoreless between these two teams. Under center is Thomas Newman. Movement along the line, and we've got the flags coming out, and I believe that's going to go against Dort College. And unfortunately, the only time we sometimes notice those offensive linemen is when they jump off, and Ben Buma, the right guard that time, a little too anxious to get out and throw his block. 5-yard penalty against the defenders, and we'll do it again. Now they're at their own 11-yard line. First down and 15. Newman under center. They hand it off. Well, no, Newman kept it himself. He's to the 20, and he's got positive yardage. He is down on the play, but he gains 8 yards on the play. Fooled me as he faked it on the dive play to Leonard Manuel, and suddenly it was Newman out on the near side. And coming up to make the stop was the safety, Tate Sybil. Sybil and the cornerback, Landon Olke, there to help make the stop. This time they hand it to the fullback, Manuel, and Manuel picks up maybe a yard on the play. It's going to be third down. Third down and looks like 4 yards. Dort College has yet to attempt to pass this afternoon. Clock continuing to wind, 5:38 left to play here in the first quarter. 0-0 our score. Dort College with the wind at their back here in the first quarter. Now, this is a game where the wind could be a factor. Winds out of the south, and Dort College moving with the wind here in the first quarter. Thomas Newman is under center. Newman, the Colorado native, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and Concordia assignment football. Making the stop is Alex Melius. Melius, the defensive tackle, as things collapse around Thomas Newman. Newman loses a yard on the play. It's going to be fourth down, and Dort College is going to be forced to punt. Well, if you take away that false start, Dort College probably has enough for a first down on that series, but facing first down and 15 changes the complexion of things dramatically. York College punting from their own 23-yard line. Heath Bonestro has to chase it down near his goal line, gets it away. Credit Bonestro with making that play. Concordia the return at the 40 to midfield into York College territory, and Seth Vandevort makes the tackle. Tackle made by the York College defenders. Now we've got a flag thrown on the far side. We'll see who that's going to go against. Personal foul is the call. Now who's it going to be against is the question. Vandevort made the tackle. Derek Blessing was on the return. I think it's going to go against Concordia the way the officials are signaling things. Nakeem Evans. Evans got called for the personal foul, so that's two personal foul penalties against Concordia already in this ballgame. Concordia has it at their own 41-yard line. So Concordia takes over, first down and 10 at their own 41. 4:29 remaining in the first quarter. It'll be first down and 10 after the 15-yard penalty. That negates a pretty nice return by Blessing that would have given Concordia a great field position. Von Thomas is the quarterback. He's in the pistol. Two receivers to the left. You've got a wing back also set to the left. Everything seems heavy to the left side. They're on the right hash mark. They turn. They hand it off. And brought down is the ball carrier, Seth Vandevort, coming through, shooting the gap, and bringing Trey Barnes down. It's going to be second down and 9. Gain of 1 on the play as Vandevort was able to flow on the play and make the stop. Second down and 9 yards to go. 0-0 our score as we approach the 4-minute mark of the first quarter. Thomas checks the sideline. Now he's got two receivers to the right, one to the left. Thomas in the pistol. Trey Barnes is the running back stationed behind him, 7 yards deep from the line of scrimmage. They turn and hand it to Barnes. Barnes, late in a slow-developing play, and Barnes is brought down after a gain of 3 on the play. Adam Warnches on the stop. Warnches, if you heard the pregame show, Coach Greg Youngblood talked about the fact that Warnches has been playing some scout team as well for the defenders, but here today a little shorthanded are the defenders on defense. And Warnches is in the starting lineup. Third down and 5. Concordia with it at their own 45-yard line. They need to actually make it to the York College 49 for a first down. Thomas barking signals. York College does not jump off. Four receivers set. Back to throw is Thomas. Thomas will tuck it away. He's got a first down and then some. He's going to be wrapped up by Loken Vandevek. Vandevek makes the tackle, but not before Thomas picks up the first down at the York College 46-yard line. Well, Vandevek, a jack of all trades, also listed as the second fullback for the defenders, but he's playing linebacker right now. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs, indoor college territory at the 46-yard line. 2:52 left to play in the first quarter. Thomas is the quarterback. Fakes the handoff. He's going to roll right. Looking downfield, he might run. He throws instead over the middle. Pass is completed down to the 20-yard line. Making the tackle is Cam Petrie on the completion to Josh Slata. Slata on the carry, or I should say on the reception, all the way down to the 19-yard line. And that is a 27-yard pickup on the play. And another Concordia first down, and now they've got it in York College territory. First down and 10 at the York College 19-yard line. They turn and hand it off. Ball carrier still on his feet. Broke the arm tackle of the York College defenders to Trey Barnes. Barnes all the way down to the 15-yard line before he's finally brought down. Seth Vandevort pursuing on the play. Initially, it looked like Brock Dominguez might have him wrapped up. Dominguez and Emery on the near side. But he was able to shake that tackle, was Trey Barnes. And with 1:57 left to go in the first quarter, Concordia has it second down and 6 at the 15. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Back to pass is Thomas. Thomas looking for the dump off. Now he's going to run it himself. Races away from one door college player. He's to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Von Thomas. Thomas, a 15-yard touchdown run. And the Concordia Bulldogs are on the board with 1:40 remaining in the first quarter. Players shaken up on the play for the defenders. At the goal line, and we will see who that is. It is not Cam Petrie. Cam has taken a knee near the player who was shaken up. And it looks like it's not Seth Vandevort. I've got him marked out there as well. Curtis Emery coming over to have a look. Loken Vandevecht also for the Dort College Defenders on the field. And player shaken up, somebody in the 20s. I'm going to guess that's Jake Atkinson. Nope, that is Matt Elbert. Number 23, Matt Elbert, shaken up on the play. And that will he'll be helped off of the field. And now the Concordia Bulldogs with a point after on the way. Concordia will line up, swinging gate. And it looks like they will go for 2 points. Looking for the pitch and getting into the end zone, but we've got a flag on the play. Not certain if that formation was legal. A hold on the Concordia Bulldogs. That'll push them back 5 yards. I beg your pardon, that'll push them back 10 yards. And so now we'll retry the point after. And Adam Myros will come on now to attempt the point after. And this will be a 30-yard point after. He'll kick it out of the hold of Garrett Folkert. Concordia leading 6-0, 1:40 left to play in the first quarter. Snap is down, the kick is up and into the wind. Myros' kick is good. And the Concordia Bulldogs take a 7-0 lead. 7-0 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with the kickoff right after this. A 59-yard scoring drive capped by a Vaughn Thomas 15-yard touchdown run. And the Concordia Bulldogs are on the board 7-0 with 1:40 remaining in this football game, in this first quarter. Adam Myros is kicking for the Bulldogs. And Myros approaches and sends it high and end over end, taken by Verhulst. He'll call for a fair catch at the 30-yard line. He maintains possession of it there, and the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 30 with 1:40 left to play in the first quarter. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC and by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Hand off to the fullback, and no, they keep it himself. That's Newman. Newman with a ball. He's got it to midfield. He's to the 45 and finally drugged down by Concordia's Derek Blessing. And again, I was fooled on the play. They fake the belly dive, and that's Daniel Fennick lining up at fullback for the defenders now. So you've got Kenny Lewis on the left and Aaron Francis to the right, and keeping it himself was Newman. Newman, a 25-yard gain on the play. Fennick, the ball carrier, and Fennick picks up a yard and a half on the play. It's going to be second down and 8. 1 minute left to go in the first quarter. Dort College has shown that they can move the football against this Concordia defense. They've had some success. Had one drive end inside the Concordia 10-yard line when they fumbled it away. So Lewis is set to the left S-back. The right S-back, or that right wing, is Aaron Francis. The fullback is Daniel Fennig. Under center is Newman. Sharper, the center. And keep a handoff goes to Fennig, and Fennig makes it back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. It's going to be second down and 9. Second down and 9. That might be the last play of the first quarter. 25 seconds on the clock. 28 on the game clock. Newman comes over to the sideline. And Newman, with 10 seconds left, brings the defenders up to the line of scrimmage. Concordia Three down linemen. They bring a linebacker up on the right side. Door College will run the play. Newman keeps it himself. He's to the 40 and brought down. Gain of four on the play for Thomas Newman, and that marks the end of the first quarter. Dort College will be facing fourth down and five at the Concordia 40-yard line when we resume play. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with quarter number two, Dort College trails 7-0. Back with more after this. Well, they don't take the full minute in between quarters. Concordia forces Dort College to turn the ball over on downs. Dort College going for it, fourth down and five at the 40-yard line, kicking into the wind. They decide instead to go for it, and Thomas Newman, the keeper, picked up 3 yards. He needed five, and the Dort College defenders turn the ball over on downs. Concordia with the football, 14:56 remaining in the first half. Concordia leads it 7-0. They take over at their own 38-yard line. Concordia, they snap it back to Thomas, looks for the inside pitch and bringing him down. Thomas stopped dead to right. Seth Vandevort there again for the tackle. Loss of three on the play. It's going to be second down and 13. They looked for the inside pitch to the running back coming back through the hole late. It was actually, I believe, one of those flankers to the right that was coming back through the hole, and Thomas was looking for him. Applegate nearly jumps offside. Instead, he's back onside. They fake the handoff. Thomas, the ball carrier. Thomas brought down after a short gain on the play by Jake Atkinson. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Plus five, it appears. A pickup of eight on the play. And it'll be third down and five. Von Thomas, tough player to contain. He can run it. He can throw it. So far, it's been more of his running that has been more difficult for Dort College to contain. Four down linemen for the defenders. They bring linebackers up along the line of scrimmage as well. Handoff and second effort. I don't think he got there. Bryce Collins, the ball carrier, and Collins brought down on the play. You guessed it, Vandevort and Vandevecht in on the stop. Vandevort with a ton of tackles already this afternoon, credited with three in the first quarter and another two to start the second quarter. And Concordia now facing fourth down and two, and they bring the punt team out. Daniel Fennig will station himself near the 20-yard line. On to kick is Joseph Marshall. Marshall with a 36.8 yards per punt average. He's going to punt from his own. The line of scrimmage is at the 46-yard line. And he will kick it away, spiraling kick that will drive Fennig back to the 10-yard line. He calls for the fair catch, and a 15-yard penalty coming. The Concordia cover man did not see the fair catch signal. I did from my vantage point. Now, it wasn't long and extended, but Fennig definitely got the hand up, made a wave, and then was tackled. We'll see if the officials agree with me that it was a personal foul. Now, the Concordia cover man, if he's not looking up at the right instant, he just comes barreling down the field, and he's going to make the play. Quite surprised that doesn't happen more often, in all honesty. Let's get the call from Sean Johnston. And it will be a penalty against Concordia. And rather than having the football at the 8-yard line, Concordia will give Dort College 15 free yards out to the 23. So Dort College will take over. First down and 10. At their own 23-yard line. 12:59 left to play in the first half. Dort College trails 7-0. 7-0 our score. Dort College with the football, and Newman keeps it himself, and he's nearly cut in half at the 30-yard line. He's going to get up slow. Took one right to the hip the way it looked. Gain of seven on the play. It's going to be second down and three. So Dort College taking their time, trailing 7-0. 12:30 left to go in the half. Concordia three plays and out on their last possession. Dort College with the football. That's Newman. Newman pitches over to Francis. Francis trying to get some room to run. And he's close to the first down, and he might have gotten it on his second effort. Aaron Francis, the ball carrier, and it looks like that's enough for a first down, and it is. Dort College with a first down and a fresh set of downs to work with. They'll have it first down and 10 at their own 34-yard line. 12:08 left to play in the first half. 7-0, Dort College trailing. Leonard Manuel back in at fullback. Francis is on the right. Lewis is on the left. Newman comes over to the sideline, gets the play from the offensive coordinator. That's Greg Youngblood, doubling his head coach. Newman pitches it over to Lewis. Lewis, play gets stretched out, spins away from one tackler, and he's brought down for a four-yard loss on the play. Making the tackle for the Concordia Bulldogs is Ronald Jackson. First quarter statistics, Dort College ran for 90 yards on 18 plays. Concordia ran 14 plays, and they gained a total of 106 yards. Thomas Newman, 44 yards rushing in the first quarter. Von Thomas, 48 yards rushing for the Concordia Bulldogs. Second down and 13 from the 31-yard line. 11 minutes up to go in the first half. They hand it off to Leonard Manuel. Manuel, the second effort, but he couldn't shake the tackler. Defensive tackle for Concordia. Is that Michael Gill? Gill makes the stop. And it's going to be third down and 10, so Manuel gets it back to the original line of scrimmage for this set of downs. Football at the 34-yard line. Sharper turns. He's at center. On the right side, Buma. And I believe that's Hoydink. Third down and 10. Send a man in motion, that's Francis. He's going to go to the left side. Dort College looking to pass. Newman stops, plants. Now he's scrambling. He's in trouble, and he's going to be brought down. A loss of four on the play. Well, Leonard Manuel breaks out with the ball late. Newman might be shaken up. They whistled the play dead. Leonard Manuel came out of the pack with the football and looked like he was going to have some room to run on the busted play, but the play was whistled dead. A loss of three on the play on the keeper by Newman. And Dort College is forced to punt from their own 31-yard line. Heath Bonestro will be kicking into the wind. He'll have to keep it low. Back to return is Derek Blessing. Blessing is at the 37-yard line. Bonestro gets this one up into the wind. It hangs, and Blessing, the fair catch, called for at the 45-yard line. And that is where Concordia will start from. First down and 10 at their own 44, actually. That's about a 25-yard punt for Bonestro into the wind. And today, into the wind, it's not going to be a winning proposition. You'll see teams going for it on fourth down more often, I would imagine, going into the wind today, as you're not going to gain a lot of field position. Von Thomas brings Concordia out onto the field, leading 7-0. 9:57 left to play in the first half. Thomas turns, pitches, gets it over to Trey Barnes. Barnes, the ball carrier, and he's tripped up on the play. Is that Curtis Emery who got an arm on him? I'm not sure. Michael Applegate's going to get credit for the tackle. I think Brock Dominguez also got an arm on him, and that was 67 and not 17. Gain of 5 on the play for Trey Barnes. That's going to bring up 2nd down and 5. Football is at the midfield stripe. Concordia's got to make it to the Dort College 45 for a first down. They shift the wing back and tight end to the left. They're going to hand it off to Barnes. Barnes is collapsed on, and nothing there. A loss of 4 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 9. Slew of tacklers. John Gardner, Dominguez. Also on the stop, coming out on run support, the cornerback, Cam Petrie. It's going to be 3rd down and long now for the Bulldogs. Got to contain Von Thomas here if you're Dort College defensively. Thomas the ball is the quarterback. He's in the pistol. And they're going to shift the wing back in the tight end to the right now. They've got two receivers set to the right. Back to pass is Thomas. Thomas, four-man rush by the defenders. They set the screen up. They pass it off to Barnes. Barnes the ball carrier. And Barnes is going to get the first down on the second effort. Actually, on about the third effort, he's going to spin away and get the first down. As he takes it from his team's 47-yard line down to the Dort College 45, and he just got the first down. So Trey Barnes on the screen play to the right side. As Thomas delivered it to him, it was late in developing, but Concordia had a convoy of blockers. They pass it off in the flat. With the completion is Derek Krause. Krause is brought down. Loss of two on the play. First man there was Cam Petrie. And then coming to help him out was Nick Payton. And John Gardner from his defensive end position comes over to make the stop. And Klaus is thrown for a two-yard loss on the play. It's going to be second down and 12. 8 minutes left to go in the first half. Second down and 12 yards to go. Concordia with the football at the Dort College 47. They started out at their own 44. Well, actually, their own 45. We have to adjust that. They were at their own 45 to start. Four down linemen for the defenders. They creep cornerback up to the right side. Rolling right is Thomas. Thomas pass incomplete. Josh Slada unable to handle it. And he was wide open at the Dort College 40, and he was going to run for the first down and then some. Pass falls incomplete. Clock stops on the play. 7:38 left to go in the first half. Concordia 7, Dort College 0. Concordia with a 15-yard touchdown run by Vaughn Thomas with 1:40 left to go in the first quarter. So far the difference. It's third down and 12. Nobody in the backfield with Thomas. Now they're going to bring Trey Barnes back behind him. Pistol formation. Back to pass is Thomas. Four down linemen. And the pass is incomplete. Pass falls incomplete, intended for Brian Sierra at the 32-yard line. If the pass is on the money, Sierra is there for a first down. Instead, Concordia will be forced to punt at the Dort College 47. So Concordia facing fourth down and 12. On to punt is Joseph Marshall. And he'll try to pin Daniel Fennig and the defenders inside the 20. And they snap it to the short man. They run a reverse to the right side. That's Blessing. Derek Blessing's going to be brought down, and Dort College is going to get the football back on downs. Derek Blessing, they tried to go to him on the reverse. He picks up 10. He needed 12, and the Dort College defenders take over. First down and 10. At the Concordia, at their own 39-yard line. So Concordia turns it over. And they do so at the Dort College 39. Dort College with the possession. They hand it off to Manuel. Manuel, the ball carrier, and Leonard running downhill. Picks up 2 yards where it looked like he was going to be stopped dead to rights. 7-0 our score, Dort College, with the football. Facing second down now and 8. A grinded out drive here would be fantastic if you're Dort College. Concordia giving them a gift. Good field position after going for it on fourth down and long, punting near midfield. Daniel Fennig in motion right to left. Newman keeps it himself. Newman struggles back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. It's going to be third down. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. So Dort College facing third down and long. 6:20 remaining in the first half. Concordia 7, Dort College 0. Fennig in motion. Back to pass, no. They hand it off to Leonard. Leonard on the run up the middle, and Leonard Manuel gives Dort College a first down. 9-yard gain on the play. Thomas Newman dropped back to pass. And on the draw play, hands it off to Leonard Manuel. We saw that play run for success last week against Briarcliff as well. And that'll bring up first down and 10 for the defenders in Concordia territory at the 49-yard line. So a first down for Dort College. Manuel is the fullback. Fennig to the right. They hand it off. No, keeping himself as Newman. And Newman has stood up and drilled to the ground. Little or no gain on the play for Thomas Newman. Michael Gill in on the tackle. And it's going to be second down and 10. No gain on the play for the defenders. Second down and 10. 5:20 and counting. First quarter, pardon me, first half. Dort College trailing 7-0. A brisk, cloudy October afternoon here in Sioux Center. St. Francis in motion from left to right. Back to pass is Newman. Newman, players around him. Everything's breaking loose. We've got flags on the play. Newman is going to throw it out of bounds. And let's see what the flags are. Probably going to have a hold. Not certain. Flags thrown about 5 yards deep, and it will be a holding penalty against the defenders. And rather than second down and nine or third down and nine coming, it's in all likelihood going to be about second down and 20 instead. Second down and 19, it'll be officially. Sean Johnston, the referee, will be the next voice you hear as he explains the call to us. So second down and 19, Dort College at their own 41. They need to make it to the Concordia 40-yard line for a first down. 4:59 left to play in the first half. Sam Verhulst is off to the right. Dort College moving into a wind of about 10 to 20 miles per hour out of the south. Leonard Manuel is in the backfield. Going to send a man in motion. That's Aaron Francis from left to right. Back to pass is Newman. Newman stepping up in the pocket. Everything breaks loose, and he's going to be dropped for a 2-yard loss on the play. Michael Gill on the tackle. As that pocket collapsed really quickly, Dylan Heidhoff also there. So a loss of two, and it's going to be third down and 21. Third down and 21. 4:30 and counting, first half. So Dort College facing third down and long. Concordia will creep seven players up into the box. Draw play again. They hand it off to Manuel, and Manuel this time there's nothing there. Leonard's going to be dropped at the 40-yard line. No gain on the play. It's going to be fourth down and long, and Dort College is going to be forced to punt. So Dort College will be punting from their own 40. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Fourth down and long. Heath bonus throw on to punt. Line of scrimmage is at the 40. Blessing is back at his own 29-yard line. Bonus throws punt up into the air, and calling for the fair catch is Blessing. And Derek Blessing makes the grab at his own 37-yard line. So a swing of about 23 yards on the play. And Concordia will take over first down and 10 with 3:37 remaining in the first half. They lead 7-0. 7-0 our score. They turn and hand it off straight up the middle. Seth Vandevoort on the tackle. Bryce Collins, the ball carrier, he gains 3 on the play. It's going to be second down and 7. Second and 7 for the Bulldogs at their own 41-yard line. They're working against the clock. 3:20 left to go in this first half. Von Thomas in the pistol. He's got a running back to his right. Pitches over to Collins. Collins turns upfield. He's to the 45, to the 50, into Dort College territory at the 45-yard line before he is brought down on the play by Nick Payton. Nick Payton, 5'10", 195-pounder from Waterloo, Iowa, prepped at Waterloo West High School. He rides him down, but not before gaining a first down for Clayton. Collins, that is. Beg your pardon. Collins, number 28 for the Bulldogs. Four down linemen for the defenders. Two receivers to the left. Now they're going to load up to the left side with a tight end and a wing back as well. They're going to run back against the grain. No. Dropping back to pass is Thomas. Thomas, pass over the middle, is incomplete. And tripping is Brian Sierra. Sierra wants a pass interference call, voicing his displeasure with the officials in the defensive backfield. And now the head coach for Concordia, I believe that's Vance Winter, coming over and asking for the call as well. It's going to be second down and 10. Concordia trying to hurry it up. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Keeping it himself is Thomas, and Thomas is going to be brought down middle of the field. First man there was Seth Vandevort. Cole McLean in on the run support as well. Johnny Gardner makes the stop. It's going to be third down and five. So a pickup of five on the play. And Concordia with the wind in four down territory here at the Dort College 42-yard line. Von Thomas back to pass. Third down and five. It's flushed from the pocket. Rolling right. Still rolling. And pass to the sideline is incomplete. It's going to be fourth down and five in Concordia with 2:03 left to go in the half. Let's see if they decide to play it safe or they go for it here. Concordia started this drive at their own 33-yard line. And with 2:03 remaining, they've got a little time to think this one over. Fourth down and five. They've got to get to the Dort College 36 for a first down, so it's a long five. Bryce Collins is the running back. Von Thomas barking signals in the pistol. Play action pass. He's going to roll right. Pass over the middle is complete, and that's a first down. Seth Vandevort on the tackle. Deshaun Yori makes the grab. And with under 2 minutes to go in the half, Concordia in Dort College territory at the 33, moving with the wind, first down and 10 for the Bulldogs. They've got all three of their timeouts remaining. It's their second first down of the drive. And they hand it off to Collins. Collins, the ball carrier, straight up the middle. He gains five on the play. Tackle made by Jake Atkinson. Atkinson, 32 tackles coming into the game today. It's going to be a gain of four on the play, second down and six. 1:25 and counting for the Bulldogs. They loaded up double tight. Handed off to Collins. Collins the ball carrier, and the first man there was Loken Vandevak. Vandevak makes the tackle. Short gain on the play, and that's a new player for Concordia. That's Mitch Reed, the running back. Gain of two, and a timeout on the field, charged to Concordia. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Open Space Park, Dort College trailing Concordia with a football at the 27-yard line when we resume play right after this. Game reset. Concordia with a football leading 7-0. 1:15 left to go in the first half. They've got it at the Dort College 27-yard line facing third down and four. Concordia's just used a timeout. Von Thomas, the quarterback, he's in the pistol, moving along the line of scrimmage. Everybody gets back on side, though. Back to pass is Thomas. Thomas, pass over the middle is completed inside the 10, down to the 5, and stops short of the first down, making the touchdown-saving tackle is Cole McLean on the completion to Josh Slata. The tight end, Slata, able to get free over the middle. They stop the clock momentarily as they move the down markers. Now it's first down and goal to go inside the Dort College 5, and they're going to mark it at the 2-yard line. First down, goal to go. Under a minute left to play in the half, and now Concordia is going to play the clock game as well. They've got two timeouts remaining. They don't want to give Dort College any time to work with here at the end of the first half. Savon Thomas in the pistol. They turn, they hand it off to Collins. Collins, the ball carrier, and it looks like Collins has stopped short of the goal line. No, now the indication comes in late. Collins with the 2-yard touchdown plunge. And the Concordia Bulldogs take a 13-0 lead pending the point after. So a touchdown run by Collins culminating a 67-yard drive. That started with 3:37 left to go in the first half. And Concordia's taken a 13-0 lead. Adam Myros on to attempt the point after. Myros. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And Concordia leads it 14-0. 14-0 our score. Concordia leads under a minute left to play in the first half. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Every day. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Bryce Collins carries it in from 2 yards out to make it 14-0 after the point after by Adam Myros. And the Dort College defenders trail 14-0 with 38 seconds left to play in the first half. So Dort College will have a little bit of time to work with, but not a lot, and they'll be going into the wind. Daniel Fennig is back at the two-yard line. Myros will be kicking off. Concordia has kicked it short on their last two, well, on the two other kickoffs, actually the last three kickoffs. And this one is sent deep, and I should have stuck with my original statement, their last two kickoffs. And this third kickoff, they kick it through the end zone with the wind at their back. And the defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Thomas Newman is under center for the defenders. Send a man in motion left to right, that's Francis. Newman keeps it himself. He's up to the line of scrimmage and falls forward for a couple of yards. Got a little line surge there from the right side. The Dort College defenders, that was Hoydink. Hoydink was able to get the second surge along with Booma on the right side. 14 seconds remaining. Dort College will run one more play the way it looks to me. See if they can bust one. 14-0 our score. Newman is under center. Newman hands it off, and we've got a flag on the play as time expires. No gain, little or no gain on the play. Not sure if Newman ever completed the handoff to Manuel or not. They're going to call a holding penalty on the defenders. Penalties declined, and that'll mark the end of the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Half-nine numbers. Dort College has been outgained 194 to 114. Dort College has run 32 plays from scrimmage, Concordia 34. Dort College has controlled the clock, 16:55. Concordia, 13:05. Third down conversions, Dort College 2 of 7, Concordia 3 of 7. Both teams have gone for it on fourth down twice. Both teams have converted once. Concordia has 10 first downs. Dort College has 7. Dort College has run for 114 yards. Concordia 119. Dort College has not attempted a pass. Concordia 6 of 12 in the air for 75 yards. Thomas Newman has 52 yards for the defenders. On 13 carries, Leonard Manuel, 10 carries for 29 yards. Daniel Fennig, 4 carries for 23 yards. Aaron Francis, 3 for 15. Von Thomas has 7 carries for 56 yards for the Bulldogs. Mitch Reed, 4 carries for 23 yards. Bryce Collins, 5 carries for 22 yards. Von Thomas, 6 of 12 in the air, 75 yards with a long of 27. Josh Slata has 2 catches for 52 yards. Derek Klaus, 2 catches for 6 yards. Joe Marshall has punted twice for a 37 yards per punt average. Heath Bonestro has punted 3 times, twice into the wind. He has a 29 yards per punt average. Seth Vandevort has been in on 8 tackles. Jake Atkinson, 6. Logan Vandevac, 3. And Cole McLean, 4. For the Bulldogs, Michael Gill has 7 tackles. Langston Jones and Alex Melius with 4 each. Darnell Woods also in on 4 tackles. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more at halftime. This is Dort College Football on KDCR.
Message from GEMS Girls Clubs.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. It is Heartland break for Dort College students this weekend, so it's been slim pickings this week in terms of getting some of those roving reports from Sam Ekstrom. But Sam did catch up with Coach Craig Steensma, amounts to about 8 days ago, talking about the start of the women's basketball season. And here is what Coach Steensma and Sam Ekstrom visited about last week.
Sam Ekstrom here with women's basketball coach Craig Steensma, and you started practice this week. Coach, how's it been going for you?
Well, it's good. It's been a very, very good first week. Excited to get going. I think that the team really enjoys practicing as opposed to some of the preseason things that we've been doing. And it's just good to get them in the gym, focused on what we want them to do this season. And it's been a very, very good first week so far.
Now, last season we saw the men's team had such a strong group of seniors, and you've got the same this year with a very large and a good group of seniors. How is it to have them as far as mentorship is concerned?
Having six seniors is awesome. It's a great thing. It's a fun thing. They have a great understanding of not just basketball, but of how to conduct themselves, how to work hard, how to mentor the younger players. So it's a blessing to have any seniors, but to have six of them, that they get along really well together too. So, you know, it's a fun thing. It's a blessing to be able to coach them, and they've shown great leadership so far this fall.
Who are a couple players that you're looking to make big strides this year?
Well, Kara Van Dyke has had a great year as a junior, and she came back in great shape, and I think she'll have a big year for us. But all the seniors have the potential to do that. Jessica Jelsma, Danelle Boone, Jamie Cook, Elise Marsh, and also Kayla Brookice. I expect that they all can do great things for us, and all will fill important roles for us as we move forward.
And do you expect to have a competitive group of freshmen battling for minutes?
Yeah, we have some freshmen that have shown some real potential. And so I think the leader in that group is probably Kim Cruz right now. And then also there's a transfer who's a sophomore, Abby Chapman, who has done some really good things in the preseason. So the sophomore class in particular is a very strong one, and I think we'll get good contributions from a number of the sophomores as well.
Are you getting pretty excited to get 4 weeks from today to that season opener and see what your team can do?
I'm very excited to play games, but I'm also, at this point, I'd be a little nervous to step on the floor, not having a lot of things in place yet in terms of team plays, defenses, and things like that. So, you know, it's a slow progress of things, but we've built in a very good first week. We've built in some good things, and I just, loving what I'm seeing so far.
We appreciate your time, Coach. Good luck in the next 4 weeks leading up to the season.
Thank you very much, Sam. I appreciate your coverage.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Dort College trails Concordia 14-0. Both teams have made their way out of the locker room, warming up for the second half of play. Game time temperatures just a shade below 50 degrees today. A little bit of a change overnight. Kudos to the field staff here at Open Space Park. This football field took on about an inch of rain last night around 8 o'clock as some bad weather moved through the area. They played a high school football game here last night. Sioux Center was at home, and the maintenance staff here able to keep the field in good condition, and it has not been a problem to my knowledge this afternoon, as well as things look, the footing is firm, and they said if we can get through the game with no more rain today, that footing would remain firm, and thus far that has held up and been accurate. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Scores that we have up to this point. Morningside leads Midland. That was near halftime, 20-0. Briarcliff and Hastings were scoreless. Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan play this evening. Dakota Wesleyan and Dakota State play late this afternoon. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with second half action from Open Space Park right after this. are listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Also a webcast always available, www.dort.edu/athletics. That is the site to go to for home video web streams with the KDCR audio overlaid. Glad to have you all along with me as we get into half number two of this Great Plains Athletic Conference battle between the Dort College Defenders and the Concordia Bulldogs. Well, the first half of play, Dort College did some things well. They controlled the clock. They moved the football. But unfortunately, the tone kind of set for the first half as they turned it over on their first possession in Concordia territory inside the 10-yard line. And the Concordia Bulldogs eventually able to score on an extended drive. And the Concordia Bulldogs made it 7-0 in the first quarter, tacked on a late touchdown in the second quarter, and they lead it 14-0 as we start the second half of play. Kevin Giese will be kicking off for the first time this afternoon, and the Dort College Defenders will have the wind as we pick up play here in the second half. Giese wears number 20. He's a 6'5 junior from Oceanside, California. The Tri-City Christian graduate will put his left foot into it. And we are underway with the second half. Concordia Bulldogs, driven deep as Derek Blessing. He takes it 5 yards deep in the end zone. He's to the 10, to the 15, to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, and he's got some room to run. He might go to the house. He's to the 40. He's going to be run out of bounds by Chris McDaniel inside the 20, down at the 16-yard line as McDaniel makes the touchdown-saving tackle. And the Concordia Bulldogs with good field position as we start the second half. They have prime field position as we start the second half of play. They will start at the Dort College 15-yard line on the 85-yard kick return by Derek Blessing. Blessing has been a thorn in the side. Dort College, last several seasons, he's had a couple of games where he's had multiple interceptions. Handoff up the middle, and Micah Applegate on the tackle of Trey Barnes. And that's going to bring up second down and 8, a gain of 2 on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go. Trey Barnes averaging 4.4 yards per carry. And he will station himself behind Von Thomas. Concordia with a football. We have flags on the play. Pass towards the goal line is incomplete. Intended for Chris, it's broken up by Chris McDaniel. Intended for Brian Sierra on the far side. Flags thrown at the line of scrimmage. And I believe the call was Curtis Emery coming across the line of scrimmage. That's a 5-yard penalty. Repeat second down. And that means it's going to be second down and a long two. Looks like 3 to me. Barnes is in the backfield with Thomas. Dort College, 4 down linemen. They turn, hand, give to Barnes. Barnes out of the arm tackle of the defenders and finally wrestled down inside the 10 near the first down marker. Seth Vandervoort in on the tackle. Also making the stop was Jake Atkinson. And that's going to bring up 3rd down and 2. Not much there for Concordia's Trey Barnes. And Dort College trying to get a stop here to start the second half. Barnes is 7 yards deep. He's right behind the quarterback, Von Thomas, in the pistol. Thomas, play action pass, looking, pass over the middle, is complete, and that's enough for a first down. Loken Vandevak makes the tackle immediately. That was completed to Jeff Balls, but Balls picks up enough for a first down. Goes from the 10 down to the 5. So 5-yard pickup on the play, first down and goal to go for Concordia as they convert on 3rd down. Concordia leading 14-0. Under center, the pistol formation, Von Thomas. They pitch it wide left. And the ball carrier is Trey Barnes, and Barnes is brought down inside the five. Very near the goal line, though, and that's going to be second down and goal to go. Second down, goal to go. Concordia with a 14-0 lead and threatening to add to that total. Second down and goal to go. Football inside the two. They turn, hand, give to the running back, Trey Barnes, and Barnes is into the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown run. Trey Barnes on the carry. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. A 2-yard touchdown run. And now Concordia will go for the 2-point conversion. And they're able to convert as they dump it to Brian Sierra. Sierra with a 2-point conversion, and Concordia takes a 22-0 lead on the 15-yard drive. And they get the score across with 12:32 left to go in the third quarter. Concordia now leads at 22-0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders fall behind 22-0. Kicking for the Bulldogs will be Adam Myros. And he'll put his foot into it. A high end-over-end kick angling towards the sideline, and that's going to go out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 35-yard line as Sam Verhulst lets that ball go out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders have it first down and 10 in good field position. So Dort College with it, first down and 10 at their own 35. Leonard Manuel is the fullback. Thomas Newman, the quarterback. Looks like pretty much the same offensive unit Dort College has had throughout. Checking those offensive linemen as well. Nathan Moorhead on the left end. I should say the left tackle. Newman keeps it himself. He's to the 40 and picks up 7 yards on the play before he's driven out of bounds. Concordia's Joseph Scott in on the tackle. Gain of 7 on the play. Newman faked the pitch. And when the defensive player for Concordia committed to the pitch man, he was able to pick up 6 yards on the play. They mark him down at the 41-yard line. 12 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Gerald Van Grau is to the near side. The football marked on the left hash mark. Dort College bunching it up. Newman slings it off to the right side. Incomplete intended for Verhulst. Verhulst ran 5 yards down the field. Would have had enough for a first down. It's going to be third down now and 4, and the clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Third down and short. Well, third down and 4, we'll call it, for the defenders. Newman is under center. Send a man in motion. Fake the handoff. Newman keeps it himself. Spins away from one tackler and is brought down back at the line of scrimmage. He was able to get away from a tackle in the backfield. And coming up to make the stop for Concordia was Darnell Woods. Woods makes the stop. And that's going to bring up fourth down and 4. And Dort College's Heath Bonestrol will be punting with the wind as Dort College punts from their own 41-yard line. So Concordia will send Blessing back to his 15. Bonestro gets away the high wobbling kick. Blessing will get a running start at it. Takes it at his 20. Fumbles it. It's out of bounds. And the Bulldogs will take over first down and 10 at their own 22. Blessing tried to get a running start at it. Ends up fumbling it out of bounds, and Concordia will take over. That was a 43-yard punt for the defenders. That will help the average of Heath Bonestro. Monastro in the first half of play. Around 29-yard punt average, but he punted into the wind two or three times. He punted a total of three times, and I believe he had to punt into the wind at least twice and possibly three times. Von Thomas, the quarterback, barking signals, playing with a 22-0 lead, and he's going to keep it himself. He's to the 25, and Cole McLean makes the tackle in the open field. Gain of four on the play. It's going to be second down and six. So McLean makes the tackle of Von Thomas in the open field, prevents him from making the big play, still gains five on the play. It's going to be second down and five, we'll call it. Bryce Collins is in the backfield. Thomas eyeing the Dort College defense. Fake the handoff. Thomas back to pass. They're going to set up the screen, and the pass falls incomplete. Not sure who that screen was intended for. Actually hit one of the offensive linemen in the back before falling incomplete. Von Thomas lofted that one up. And now Dort College trying to get the football back, facing third down and five. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 10:23 left to go in the third quarter. Thomas in the pistol. He's got Bryce Collins in the backfield with him. Sends a man in motion. That's Deshaun Urie. Back to pass is Thomas. Thomas's pass is complete, and that's enough for a first down as dragging and tackler. Past the 35 is Derek Klaus. Klaus makes the grab and brings it out to the 38-yard line. And with 10:14 left to go in the third period, Concordia has a first down. So they convert on third down. Handoff sweeping to the right side, and brought down is Bryce Collins. Collins brought down at the 45-yard line. Pickup of seven on the play. Concordia looks like they're trying to pick up the tempo on this possession. Concordia with a 22-0 lead. 9:45 and counting, third quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Concordia football, Von Thomas in the pistol. Four down linemen for the defenders. Mike Applegate's the near side defensive end. John Gardner's on the far side. Thomas hands it off. And little or no gain on the play. Making the tackle for the defenders was Loken Vandevek. Vandevek makes a tackle after a two-yard pickup by Bryce Collins. And it's going to be third down and three. Third down and three, 9:10 remaining. Bulldogs with the football. They need to get to the 48 for a first down. So third down and two. Von Thomas in the pistol. Fakes the handoff. He's going to roll left. Pass out into the flat is complete. That's a first down and then some into Dort College territory down to the 42-yard line. Pass was completed to Jeff Balls. Tackle made by Dort College's Nick Payton on the far sideline. And Concordia more than enough. They had it at the 46. They bring it all the way down to the Dort College 43. So that was a gain of 11 on that pass and catch to Jeff Balls. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs. It's the second time on this drive that Concordia has converted on third down. First down and 10. Keeping it himself is Thomas. Thomas, the ball carrier, and Thomas is brought down by Cole McLean again in the open field. Thomas gains four on the play. It's going to be second down and six. Well, it looks like Concordia's gotten a little more conservative. Leading 22-0. They're going to play it pretty close to the vest. Start just simply trying to work the clock. 20 seconds left on the play clock. Thomas up to the line of scrimmage. Receivers set, two to the left, one to the right. Thomas, play action pass again. He's under pressure. John Gardner pressuring him. Pass over the middle is incomplete. Intended for Klaus. Cole McLean on the coverage. He breaks the play up. Pass over the middle would have been enough for a first down, but McLean there to break it up. And 8 yards down the field, McLean makes the play. And Concordia will have it, third down, again, third down and six. This is their third down try of this drive. 7:35 left to go in the third quarter. Thomas in the pistol. I believe that's Barnes in the backfield with him. No, it's not. That's Collins. Instead, they dump it off, and the screen play. Pass is completed to Deshaun Urey. And Urey, from the 38-yard line, picks up a first down and then some, all the way down to the Dort College 20. That's an 18-yard pickup on the play. And Concordia methodically moving the football down the field. This will be the 10th play of this drive. They have had three third down conversions attempts, and they have converted on all three. The end around, they hand it off to Balls. Balls on the reverse to the 15, and he's drugged down by Cole McLean. And also making the tackle was Matt Keener. Beg your pardon, looking at the wrong ledger, obviously. That was Chris McDaniel on the tackle. I was looking at number three. That's Matt Keener for Concordia. McDaniel makes the stop. Now the football's down on the ground. Flags fly. Looked like everyone was confused on that play. I believe the Concordia center recognized Dort College had moved. And they did indeed see that Curtis Emery had moved. Center for Concordia snapped the football. The football came loose, and in effect, it's a free play, and Concordia will get benefit of a 5-yard penalty on the play. Concordia now with it inside the Dort College 10, down at the 7. 6:45 left to play in the third quarter. Concordia in control, leading 22-0. They hand it off. This is Collins. Collins, the ball carrier. We might have had a flag on the play. But I saw the official reaching for the flag. But don't see any getting thrown, so it's going to be second down now and three. Second and three after it was first and five. Opens up a multitude of options for you facing first down and five. Now second down and three at the 5-yard line. Pistol formation, fake the handoff. Thomas passes off in the flat, incomplete. Intended for Concordia's number 37, that's Clay Morrow. 31, beg your pardon, Jared Leafield. That makes more sense. Tough to make out these Concordia numbers. A little bit of an odd slant to them. 31 is Jared Leafield. And we've got a timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Concordia leads it 22-0, 5:56 left to go in the third period. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Third down for the Concordia Bulldogs. For the Bulldogs, this will be their fourth third down conversion attempt of this drive. This will be the 12th play of the drive. Play action pass. Rolling right is Thomas. Von Thomas throws into the end zone. Incomplete. And they'll bring up fourth down and three. And we'll see what Concordia elects to do here, leading 22-0. Looks like they will send the field goal team on with Adam Myros. This will be a 22-yard kick attempt out of the hold of Garrett Folkert. Concordia leading 22-0, kicking into the wind. 21-yard field goal attempt is up, and he puts it through. So a 21-yard field goal, and the Bulldogs have taken a 25-0 lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a kickoff right after this. 5:45 left to go in the third period. Dort College trailing 25-0. Concordia goes on a drive that started at their own 22-yard line. They converted three third down tries along the way before grinding to a halt. inside the Door College 5-yard line, and they settle for a 21-yard field goal by Adam Myros. Myros, a high kick into the wind, taken by Francis at the 25-yard line to the 30. Doesn't have much room to run, and more like a punt than a kick return. And the North College defenders will take over first down and 10 inside their own 35-yard line at the 32. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. York College football, pistol formation. They spread it out, two to the right, two to the left. Hand off up the middle to Daniel Fennig, and Fennig is tripped up at the line of scrimmage, falls forward for 3 yards. And that'll bring up second down and 7. Second and 7 for the defenders. You put Kenny Lewis and Darryl Van Graw to the near side. You've got Francis lined up in the slot on the far side, along with Sam Verhulst. Your fullback is Daniel Fennig. Riley Sharper is the center. They hand it off to Lewis, and instead of handing it off to Lewis on the end around, Newman keeps it himself. No gain on the play. It's going to be third down. Third down and long for the defenders. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. So third down and 7. Newman in the pistol. Drops back to pass with the wind at his back. Floats it off for Verhulst, and Verhulst hit as he tries to make the grab. Pass falls incomplete. Clock stops. It'll be fourth down, and the defenders are forced to punt. So 3 plays and out. Dort College will be punting from their own 35. Heath Bonestrow will be kicking. Back to receive, Blessing. And also number 14 for the Bulldogs, and I don't believe he was on the travel roster. A high towering kick taken by the Bulldogs, and Derek Blessing at his 13-yard line, and he is brought down inside the 20, back at the 19. Making the play is Leonard Manuel, and Concordia will take over first down and 10 at their own 17-yard line. Well, make it their own 18. 4:14 remaining, third quarter. North College trails Concordia 25-0. For Bonestrow that time, well over a 40-yard kick. Concordia, first down and 10 at their own 18. Two receivers set to the right, Concordia leading 25-0. Four down linemen for the defenders. And they hand it off. Running around the edge is Trey Barnes. Barnes brought down after a 3-yard pickup on the play. John Gardner helping to make the stop along with Seth Vandevort. Second down and 7. And John Gardner will trot off of the field. He needs a breather. Warnch is back into the contest for Door College at a defensive tackle. Emery will slide over to a defensive end opposite Michael Applegate on the near side. Cam Petrie, the corner, and they hand it off and carry up the middle, and that's first down yardage for the Bulldogs and Trey Barnes before he is tripped up on the play. Well, Door College steps outside of the conference next week to play Trinity Bible College. It'll be a 1 o'clock kickoff here in Sioux Center. So first down and 10 for the Bulldogs at their own 33. Concordia leads 25-0 late in the third period. And handoff up the middle, and another first down carry. A 13-yard pickup on the play for Trey Barnes. Barnes finally wrestled down by Jake Atkinson, but not before Barnes picks up enough, more than enough, for a first down. And Concordia has 2 first downs on this drive that started at their own 18-yard line. They've now got it at their own 46. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs at their own 46. A cool, blustery day in Sioux Center. Winds have been out of the south at 10 to 20. Faking the handoff is Thomas. Thomas keeps it himself, and Seth Vandervoort makes the tackle. No gain on the play for Thomas. And it's going to be second down and 10. Second down and 10. 2:25 and counting, third quarter. Curtis Emery checks out of the football game for the defenders. So John Gardner is back in the defensive end. Coming up on the edge for Door College, Nick Payton. Payton creeping up, linebacker. And he's going to come in off the edge, applying pressure. Pocket collapses. Von Thomas will put it away. He's to midfield and stumbles and falls. Seth Vandervoort on the tackle, and a flag comes out as Von Thomas stumbles and falls, and Vandervoort's going to be called for a late hit. The 47-yard line is where the football is right now. And a personal foul called against Door College. This will be marked off at the conclusion of the play. So that's a 15-yard penalty mark off against the defenders, and now Concordia's got it at the 31. And if I heard the official correctly, it was helmet to helmet, and I didn't see it that way. Von Thomas, the quarterback, and Thomas hands it off up the middle. Seth Vandervoort there on the tackle. Trey Barnes, the carry. So that was the third first down of the drive for Concordia. This will be play number 7 of this drive that started at their own 18-yard line. A minute 30 left to play in the third period. Dort College on defense, 4 down linemen. They hand it off to Barnes. Barnes, the ball carrier, and Barnes gets away from Cole McLean momentarily, but then McLean's able to knock him down, and Barnes is shaken up on the play. Barnes shaken up, and we've got the clock stopped. I believe he has enough for a first down in the process. So the fourth first down of the drive for Concordia. And while they attend to Barnes, today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. Under a minute left to go in the third quarter, Concordia leads 25 to nothing. Concordia has the football as Barnes is helped off of the field. Thomas is the quarterback. Back to pass is Thomas. Thomas dumps it off, and he was able to find Bryce Collins for the dump off. Gain of 10 on the play. Logan Vandebeck makes the stop for the defenders, middle of the field. And that's going to be another Concordia first down, their fifth first down of this drive. Concordia grinding this one out, nearing 4 minutes on this scoring drive. They've scored twice already in this half. A half opening drive to make it 22-0 as they took advantage of a Derek Blessing kick return for a 15-yard field to work with. Now they're facing first down and 10. Handoff. And the ball carrier is Bryce Collins, and that play gets stretched out to the near side, near the numbers. And making the tackle, Josh Shank. Shank, the defensive tackle, freshman from Sioux Center, makes the stop. Gain of 3 on the play, though, for Bryce Collins. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Our score, Concordia 25, North College 0. Back with more after this. This is North College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Concordia threatening to make this a 30-plus point difference. Concordia with the football, facing second down and six at the North College 8-yard line. Well, North College has cut down on allowing the big plays, but Concordia has been able to grind some drives out on them. Von Thomas is the quarterback. Thomas looks to the sideline, gets the play that he wants. 1 second on the play clock, and I don't think they got it off. I don't know if anyone saw it, though, and dropped at the 5-yard line, the handoff up the middle. That was Bryce Collins, the ball carrier. And that's going to bring up third down and three. Third and three. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And just double-checking that number for the Bulldogs. That is Bryce Collins in at running back. Facing third down and three. Thomas throws it over the middle. Pass is complete. Touchdown completed to Jeff Balls. And the Bulldogs have taken a 31-0 lead pending the point after. The 7-yard touchdown toss from Thomas to Balls. And now the point after coming for Concordia and Adam Myros. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through. And Concordia leads at 32-0. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Concordia completes an 82-yard drive to make it 32-0. Concordia has scored on drives of 59, 63, 15, and 74 yards, and now an 82-yard drive unofficially. Concordia's outgained North College 332-122. Concordia's run for 205 yards and thrown for 127 yards. That was through three quarters. Time of possession, Concordia 25:06, North College 19:54. North College did not have the football for much of the third quarter. Daniel Fennig will run it out from his own goal line. He's to the 10, to the 15, stretched out to the sideline, trying to duck his head. And he is beyond the 20-yard line, marked out of bounds at the 22. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 22-yard line. Well, North College, other than that first drive, have not been able to sustain a drive. They've got it first down and 10 now at their own 22. Concordia led by Von Thomas with 11 carries for 74 yards. He's also thrown for 127 yards on 11 of 21 passing. Thomas Newman is 58 yards rushing on 16 carries. Leonard Manuel, 10 carries for 29 yards. Dort College has not completed a pass. Pitch goes over to Aaron Francis, and Aaron Francis has to work hard to get back to the line of scrimmage. And he is hit by Ryan Coffey there. It's going to bring up second down and 10. Second down and 10. North College trailing 32-0. Need to get something positive out of this afternoon. Let's see if they can put together a drive here. Thomas Newman under center. Keeps it himself and Concordia. Everything's just collapsing and the football comes out. And I believe they whistled the play dead. Heath Hoydink got on top of it. And that's going to bring up third down as they whistled. His forward progress stopped. And that'll bring up third down for the defenders. Third down, North College trailing 32-0. And Concordia will be pinning their ears back and coming with everything they got. Third down and 10. Newman is under center. Fake the pitch over to Fenning. Pass over to Verhulst. Verhulst, the pass completed. He's got a convoy. He's to the 40, to the 45, 50. He's got Ben Grau throwing a block for him to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, and forced out of bounds. The short pass swung out to Sam Verhulst, and Darryl Ben Grau was able to throw a block to spring him, and the Dort College defenders are able to swing the field on the pass completion, the first of the afternoon. That came to Sam Verhulst, and Verhulst just got in behind his blockers, and he rambles all the way down to the Concordia 21-yard line. So a 57-yard pass, catch, and run to Sam Verhulst, and the Dort College defenders have the first down, and they're in Concordia territory. Handoff goes to the fullback, Leonard Manuel. Manuel inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line. Takes a punishing hit at the end of the play. Ryan Coffey helps to make the stop. Outdoor College with it inside the 10-yard line. 12:20 left to play in the fourth quarter. First down and goal to go for the defenders at the 6-yard line. Their second first down of this drive. Newman hands it off to Emmanuel. No, keeps it himself, and now he's going to be drugged down. A 2-yard loss on the play. Tackle made by Nakeem Evans. That's going to bring up second down and goal to go from the 8. Well, Dort College trying to get some points on the board. Newman will come over to the sideline to get the play. He's got 25 seconds on the play clock. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Newman is under center. He's going to run option to the right, and he is submarined on the play. Making the tackle is Kyle Rakow. And that's going to be a third down play now for the defenders. A loss on the play. 11:10 remaining. Fourth quarter. And Thomas Newman looks to the sideline for the play. Dort College does not huddle up. They get the play from the sideline, signaled in by four players holding up the appropriate card. 8 on the play clock. Confusion at the line of scrimmage. They get set. Francis, 3 seconds on the play clock. They're going to loft it towards the end zone. Intended for Verhulst, and it's picked off in the end zone. Concordia's Matt Keener makes the interception in the end zone on the jump ball as he took it away from Sam Verhulst. And the defenders throw the interception in the end zone. And Concordia will take over. First down and 10 at their own 20 with 10:34 remaining in the ballgame. So Concordia has it first down and 10. Dort College's drive ends at the in the goal in the end zone. They had it first down and goal to go, but were unable to convert. And now Concordia sends their backup quarterback onto the field. Handoff, and weaving his way up the field is a new running back. That's Luke Glenn. Glenn finally brought down by Chris McDaniel after a 19-yard pickup on the play. New quarterback is Garrett Folkert. So Folkert, the quarterback, he's also the holder on place kicks. Folkert in the pistol. First down and 10. Hands it off. And with the football is Glenn again. And Glenn this time nothing doing. Seth Vandevoort on the tackle. No gain on the play. It's going to be second down and 10 yards to go. Second down and 10. Concordia with the lead and the football, leading 32-0, 9:40 and counting. Folkert in the pistol. He's got a receiver to the right and to the left. Dort College with four down linemen. Folkert turns, hands and gives it off to Luke Glenn. Glenn, the ball carrier, and Glenn picks up 5 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and five. Third and five, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Other scores in at the moment. Briarcliff leads Hastings in the third quarter, 6-0. Morningside leads Midland in the third quarter, 26-0. Concordia with the football, and they hand it off to Luke Glenn. And Glenn, the ball carrier, he picks up enough for a first down into Door College territory at the 49. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs in Door College territory at the 49, and the clock continues to wind, 8:50 left to play. Concordia in the driver's seat here, and they've put their backups in at quarterback and running back. Folkert hands it off, and coming up to make the stop is Warnchus, and we've got a flag on the play as well. That's thrown in the offensive backfield, and that's going to be a holding penalty. So take away the play. That's going to be a 10-yard mark off against Concordia, and that'll bring up first down and 20, and the football is going to be back in Concordia territory at the 41-yard line. Holding penalty against Devin Ellie. Well, it certainly appears Concordia will remain unbeaten. Number 17 rated team in the country. They'll go to 5-0 and 3-0 in the conference. Door College will slip to 1-4 and 0-4. Curtis Emery lining up on the right defensive end. Back to pass is Folkert. Folkert, pass over the middle, is nearly intercepted. Off the deflection, nearly picking it off, was Jake Atkinson. And that'll bring up second down and 20. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. We're also online at hiltrealestate.com. Second down and 20 for the Bulldogs. Folkert in the pistol. Concordia has a tight end to the left. Two receivers to the right, and they split another receiver off to the left. Luke Glenn is in the backfield. They turn, hand it off to Glenn. Glenn, the ball carrier, and nothing there for Glenn. Maybe a one-yard pickup on the play for Glenn. Dominguez makes the stop. Shaking up on the play for Door College, getting up slowly. Seth Vandevoort. It's going to be third down and 19. We approach the midpoint of the fourth quarter. Concordia with the wind at their back. We'll see if they take a shot downfield. Facing third down and 19. Third and 19. North College four down lineman. Vandevoort creeps up to the middle. Back to pass is Folkert. He's going to take that shot down the field. Has a man open, and the pass is incomplete. Pass ruled incomplete. Intended for Brian Sierra. And that'll bring up fourth down as the ball drops to the ground. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Dort College Volleyball, as the defenders host the Doan College Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. Concordia on to punt, facing fourth down and 19. They'll be punting with the wind. Daniel Fennig is at his own 20-yard line. And a spiraling kick. And the ball takes a Concordia bounce into the end zone, though, and they're unable to track it down. Giving chase was the cover man. I believe that was Landon Olke. And Door College will take over first down and 10 at their own 21-yard, at their own 20-yard line. So Door College takes over first down and 10 at their own 20. 7:05 remaining. Door College trailing 32-0. New quarterback in for the defenders. And keeping it himself, I believe that's Barker. Or is that Twiddell? That's going to be number 19. Zach Barker. Barker, the quarterback. Barker able to pick up 3 or 4 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 7. So Barker, the quarterback, 35 seconds on the play clock, 6:40 on the game clock. Dort College trailing 32-0. Barker pitches it over to Francis. Francis turns the corner. He's at the 30 and tripped up. Gain of 7 on the play. That's enough for a first down. And the Dort College defenders pick up a first down on this drive that started at their own 20. Football now at the 31-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 31. Barker is under center. Barker fakes the handoff. No, he gives it to the fullback. And Leonard Manuel straight up the middle picks up 3 on the play. Nothing easy for Leonard. It's going to bring up second down and 7. After today, Dort College with 6 games remaining, 3 at home, 3 on the road. They'll play next week at home. Barker under center, Manuel is the fullback, 5:45 left to go in the game. Send a man in motion, that's Fennig. They pitch it to Fennig. Fennig sweeping around the left side, and he's going to be brought down at 35. Not much there for Fennig as that play got stretched out. Colin Christensen helping to stretch it out. And that's going to bring up 3rd down and 6. 3rd down and 6 yards to go. Barker looking to the sideline. Brings the troops up to the line of scrimmage. He's got Ben Grau to the left. Verholz to the right. Barker fakes the handoff, and he is driven to the ground after keeping it himself. A loss of 5 on the play, and that's going to bring up 4th down and long. Next up for Concordia, they'll host Nebraska Wesleyan next weekend. The defenders, as I said earlier, stepping out of the conference, they'll face Trinity Bible next Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock here at Open Space Park. 4.5 minutes left to go in the game. Heath Bonestro kicking into the wind. Concordia sends their single safety back to the 29-yard line. Bonestro gets away, an end-over-end line drive kick, takes the Dort College bounce, and the football is loose. Fumbling the return attempt is the Concordia Bulldogs. And the Dort College defenders there to cover it. Dort College gets it. 1st down and 10 at the Concordia 31-yard line. So Concordia fumbles on the punt return. And the Dort College defenders will send the offense back out onto the field. Let's see if they can engineer a short drive. Football at the 31, 1st down and 10, 4:13 remaining. Back to pass is Barker. Barker throws over the middle, intended for Verholz. Verholz going up after it, and the pass falls incomplete, breaking the play up for Concordia. I believe that's Ryan Coffey. Coffey, number 11, going up and knocking the ball away. It's going to be 2nd down and 10. Concordia trying to preserve the shutout. Near the end of the third quarter, Hastings now leads Briarcliff 7-6. Women's soccer. The Dort College defenders fall to Concordia 3-0 in Seward. Send a man in motion, that's Lewis. Rolling right is Barker. Barker looking downfield, throws back against the grain, and the pass is batted down incomplete. It's going to be 3rd down and 10. 3rd down and 10. 3:59 left to go in the game. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. And by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Under center is Barker. Sends a man in motion. That's Francis from left to right. Football's down on the ground. Barker has to cover it up. Door College facing now fourth down and 10. 3:50 remaining in this football game. Clock continuing to move. Barker on the exchange from Sharper, unable to control it. And he's got to cover it up. It's now fourth down and 10. Fourth down and 10, 3:30 remaining in this game. North College trails 32-0. Fourth down and 10, Barker is under center. Lennard is the fullback. You've got Verhulst off to the right, Francis in motion. Barker's going to drop back to pass, throws back against the grain to Fennick. Fennick trying to work for the first down, and he's going to be stopped short of the first down by a yard. Tackle made on the far sideline by John Lee. Lee makes the stop. Fennick gets 9. He needed 10. And the Bulldogs get the football back with 3:05 remaining in this ballgame. So Dort College, scoring opportunity, unable to take advantage of the fumbled punt. They turn it over on downs, and Concordia takes over with 3:05 left to go in regulation. So Concordia with it at their own 23. And the Bulldogs hand it off, and that's Trey Barnes, I believe. Dwight Green makes the tackle for the defenders. You got Folkert in at quarterback, and Luke Glenn on that carry. 2:35 and counting. Folkert facing second down and 6, a gain of 4 on the play for Glenn. They turn, hand, give to Glenn. Glenn, the ball carrier, weaving his way through, and Dwight Green is there to make the stop again. Short of the first down by 3 yards, it'll be third down and 3 as we approach the 2-minute mark of this game. Third down and 3. And the North College defenders. 4 down linemen. Folkert in the pistol. Movement. Everybody gets back on side. 9 seconds on the play clock. 1:45 on the game clock. And they hand it off to Glenn. Glenn, the ball carrier, nothing there for Glenn. Vandevort in on the tackle. Also making a stop for the defenders is Jake Atkinson. And that's going to bring up fourth down. Fourth down and 5. 1:25 and counting. Concordia looking to the sideline. They make let the clock wind down and then call timeout. So fourth down and 5. And they'll take it under a minute. Looks like they have no intention of running a play at this point. They've got timeouts to burn, and they'll use one here. 32-0, Concordia in front. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Concordia uses a timeout. Back with more after this. I believe that's number 45, Jeff Kleinschmidt. Concordia facing fourth down and 5. Daniel Fennig back at the 25-yard line. So fourth down and 5, and they'll put the foot into it, and that is number 45, Jeff Kleinschmidt, with a kick taken by Fennig. Fennig at the 30 to the 35, and we're going to have a block in the back thrown. The flag is going to be thrown against the defenders. And the penalty, I believe that's Darius Williams, who's going to get caught for the block in the back. And with 43 seconds remaining, Door College will send the offense back out onto the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Haven't gotten the indication yet from our official, Sean Johnston. But Dort College has retreated back inside their 20. The flag is resting at the 27. And we may have had more than one penalty on that play. And it does indeed look like we did. There was another one thrown at the 46. Well, they're going to waive the one penalty off. The one against Dort College is waived off. They're going to call a personal foul penalty against Concordia, their third of the ball game. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty marked off against Seth Schlanger. Schlanger called for a late hit. And Dort College has it first down and 10 at the Concordia 40-yard line. 43 seconds remaining. Barker is under center. Manuel is the fullback. Got Rockland Mao on the near side, and they hand it off to. They hand it off to Leonard Manuel. Nothing there. So Rockland Mao lining up on the right side. Over on the far side, split off is Chris Sodsma. 27 seconds remaining. Second down and 10. Second down and 10 yards to go. Under center is Barker. Send a man in motion from right to left. Fake the pitch. Barker, everything breaking down around him, and he's dropped for a loss. He's tackled by Ronald Jackson, and Jackson's going to have a incur a 15-yard penalty on the play for the celebration following the quarterback sack with 5 seconds remaining. That'll be the fourth penalty against Concordia this afternoon. So that'll be the fourth 15-yard penalty against the Bulldogs this afternoon. And Dort College will be able to take one more crack at the end zone. This will bring it from the 38 down to the 23. And with 5 seconds remaining, this will be the last play of the game. Concordia leads 32-0. Barker checks his wristband, 20 seconds on the play clock. And the Dort College defenders let the clock run out, and that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score, Concordia 32, the Dort College defenders 0. Dort College falls to 1-4 overall, 0-4 in the G-Pack. Concordia improves to 5-0 and 3-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a break and be back with more from Open Space Park in Sioux Center. A wrap-up of today's football game coming up right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play. This message brought to you by the NAM Foundation.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Concordia Bulldogs turn a 14-0 halftime advantage into a 32-0 final score. Concordia scores on their three possessions, their first three possessions of the second half. They score on a 15-yard drive early in the second half, set up by a Derek Blessing return. 2-yard touchdown run made it 22-0. They then tacked on a 21-yard field goal to culminate a drive that started at their own 22 and then finished off the scoring with a 70-yard touchdown run. A 70-yard touchdown pass completion from Von Thomas to Balls to make it 32-0. Dort College had a couple of chances late. They had one pass picked off in the end zone in the fourth quarter with about 10 minutes remaining. And turned it over on downs in Concordia territory after Concordia had fumbled the football on a punt. and Dort College loses by a final score of 32-0. Other GPAC scores, I don't think we have any that are final yet, other than this one. Hastings leads Briarcliff 7-6. That is in the fourth quarter now. And Hastings, we told you about that. I'm looking for Midland and Morningside. Midland trails Morningside 26-7. That is now in the fourth quarter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Numbers look like this. Concordia 23 first downs, Dort College with 11, 241 yards rushing for the Bulldogs, 131 for Dort College. Passing yards, Concordia 131, Dort College 64. Total offense, Concordia 372, Dort College 195. Dort College was forced to punt six times for a 35.5 yards per punt average. Concordia four punts for a 43.5 yards per punt average. Time of possession, Concordia 31-35, Dort College 28-25. Individually, Concordia led by Vaughn Thomas, 11 carries for 74 yards. Trey Barnes, 13 carries for 53 yards. Thomas Newman, 19 carries for 54 yards for the defenders. Leonard Manuel, 13 carries for 47 yards. Daniel Fennig and Aaron Francis had 26 and 23 yards, respectively, on 6 and 5 carries apiece. Thomas Newman, 1 of 4 passing for 56 yards. Zach Barker, 1 for 3 for 8 yards. Sam Verhulst, a catch for 56 yards. Daniel Fennig, a catch for 8 yards. For Concordia, Vaughn Thomas, 12 of 22 passing for 131 yards. Derek Klaus, 3 receptions for 17 yards. Josh Slata, 2 catches for 52 yards. Deshaun Urey, 2 catches for 26 yards. Heath Bonestro, 6 punts, 35.5 yards per punt average. Joe Marshall, 2 punts for 74 yards. That's a 37 average. Kleinschmidt punted twice for a 50 yards per punt average. Defensively, Dort College's Seth Vandevort with 16 tackles, 8 solo, 8 assists, 2 for loss. Cole McLean, 8 solo, 5 assists, 13 total. Jake Atkinson, 12 total. Logan Vandevecht, 8 total. One fumble recovery, that was by Leonard Manuel. That was on a fumbled punt. Daniel Fennig credited with forcing that fumble for Concordia. Michael Gill, 9 tackles. Kyle Rako with 6 tackles. Darnell Woods with 6. One fumble recovery, that was Langston Jones. And one interception, that was by Matt Keener. Once again, the final score, Concordia 32, Dort College nothing. Next up for the defenders, they host Trinity Bible 1 week from today here in Sioux Center. The Concordia Bulldogs face Nebraska Wesleyan 1 week from today. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College Football on KDCR. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon. Stay tuned. 90 minutes from now, Dort College Volleyball.